This is a glorious, mysterious, wonderful celebration that we're getting ready to undertake here. It's also very serious, and it's not something that we want to take lightly. Paul, in his letter to the Corinthians, chapter 11, he'll say this: I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it. He said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant. It's in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. It says, for as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. And then he'll say this. He says, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty concerning the body and the blood of the Lord. It says, let a person examine himself then, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on himself. And he says this. This is something that it's easy to take lightly, but this is in Scripture, so we have to believe this is true. He says, that is why many of you are weak and ill, and some have died. If we take communion in an unworthy manner, we bring down God's wrath on us. And so I don't want to create doubt in our hearts about how we're doing this. But at the same time, we don't want to take this lightly. We want to realize what we're doing here. We're agreeing with what Christ did on the cross and the salvation that it brings us. As I was studying for this, looking at that scripture, I came across this. I was looking at Matthew Henry, and he said this about communion. He said, and I think, Dina put it up there. He says, it's to be done in remembrance of Christ, to keep fresh in our minds his dying for us, as well as to remember, listen to this, Christ pleading for us in virtue of his death at God's right hand. Think about this, church. Right now, because he went to the cross, he bought our salvation, he rose, he's seated at the right hand of the Father right now, and he's talking to his Father, he's pleading with him, saying, Father, look at my church. This is my church. Us in El Dorado, Kansas. He's saying, bless them. Bless them, Father. And he knows our individual needs, and he's bringing those needs. And he's saying, Father, answer my prayers for my people, for my bride. His going to the cross allows him to do this. Says it's not merely in remembrance of Christ, of what he has done and suffered, but to celebrate his grace in our redemption. We declare his death to be our life. The spring of all our comforts and hopes. And we glory in such a declaration. We show forth his death and we plead it as our accepted sacrifice and ransom. So I'm going to ask you to come up, get the elements now, and then return to your seat and prepare your hearts. Meditate on what Jesus did, what was accomplished on the cross. So go ahead and come forward, and then we'll share in communion together here. In John 6, Jesus says this. He says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you will have no life in you. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks on my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, my blood is true drink. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, I live because of the Father. So whoever feeds on me, he will also live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like the bread that fathers ate. They died. Whoever feeds on this bread will live forever." Church, the body of Christ, bride of Christ, the blood of the worthy Lamb buys your salvation. Jesus, we thank you. You came and you did what we couldn't do. You purchased our salvation. You stood in our place. And words are so weak, but Father, we thank you. Thank you for the work of the cross. Thank you for the blood. You are the worthy Lamb.